Kimon, Flux, Lightshow, and Terry get into a single car and drive down to the docks where Captain Gwei's ship is harbored. As soon as you pull up, Lightshow projects an illusion around the car that he explains makes it look unoccupied. From inside the illusion, it's a bit of a bizarre experience. The windows are just a picture of the car's interior, and you can't see through them. However, Kimon, you can hear through the illusion just fine, and can make out your surroundings that way. This'll be how things are anytime you're all hiding within an illusion.
Okay, Flux. I'm gonna give you coordinates, and I'll need you to teleport us to them. Lightshow needs to see where he's putting his illusions to place them properly, especially when he's trying to make them match existing scenery. So if we're gonna hop from illusion to illusion, he has to poke his head out during a safe interval, and then you'll have to land us inside the new illusion zone. It's important we move fast, because if anyone else walks into one of the illusions, it'll be like this. Disorienting and clearly wrong.
Like what coordinates? Cartesian coordinates?
Get the compass in your backpack. I'm gonna give you a cardinal direction and roughly the number of feet that we need to head.
That's not going to work for a trickier jump.
We can poke our heads out for a trickier jump. We're gonna try to minimize our exposure as much as we can. Is that clear?
Lightshow says, I got it.
What if we miss and hit the water?
Well, then we'll be wet and embarrassed. But if that happens before Captain Gwei casts off, then they're not gonna shoot us to death there in the port in broad morning daylight. We'll probably get in the news, and the whole world will be laughing at us. I thought your teleportation was accurate enough for this sort of thing, though.
It is. I'm just trying to think of every contingency. Larry and I came up with a list of possible things that can go wrong, and it was a struggle to come up with the answers to everything.
Like what?
For example, hot air balloons.
Were the two of you smoking crack?
You said that Captain Gwei probably doesn't deliver contraband directly. So I thought, what if he's using Mylar balloons?
What if?
Mylar balloons don't show up well on radar, and often get ignored by the authorities because they're difficult to shoot down, even if they are dangerous in some way.
So you guys planned for what to do in case of a Mylar balloon attack?
Yes. But now that we're here, I realize that we didn't even think about what might happen if I miss my mark while teleporting.
Okay. I'm not gonna direct you to locations that require pinpoint accuracy. I'll be able to hear where people are even if we can't see them. We'll move when it's safe. And Lightshow will create a zone with several square feet of clearance. As far as I understand, it should be within your ability.
I think we should abort the operation.
I grab Elvis's arm and twist it around backwards.
Ow, 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 okay, stop!
Stop whining, or I'm gonna twist your arm out of the socket!
This is assault of a law enforcement official!
Are you a law enforcement official?
Yes!
Does a Leo let a dangerous criminal run free in his city with total impunity? Do you let him smuggle surface-to-air missiles into your city?
Okay, I get it. Just let me go.
You spent days planning for this mission, but the only thing you and Lowry planned for was Mylar balloons. But not about the actual process of getting on board the ship? Flux, I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
I'm gonna report this.
No!
You can't prevent me.
I don't mean about twisting your arm. I mean about don't tell anyone about your process. Until I leave the company or get put in jail or whatever you're gonna do. When people find out that what this company is becoming, I don't want anyone to think that I was a part of it or contributed to it in any way. You can tell people I stabbed you for all I care, but when you tell people about this mission and why I twisted your arm, do it when I'm dead and buried.
Lightshow steps in and says, okay, hey, listen. The plan is solid. We just have to get on the boat, make some space in a shipping crate, and then observe what's going on until we can identify the crime. We can do it, and the hard part is just going to be passing the time. Honestly, Flux, that'll be the worst part about this. This is all going to be excruciatingly boring.
But you saw he assaulted me, right?
Look, I also came here thinking that we were going to do something important today. I'm going to be really heartbroken if we have to abandon the mission now.
Are we doing this, or do I turn the car around and go home?
If Captain Gwei brings weapons into this city, and we knew that we could do something to prevent it, but chose not to, I am not going to be able to sleep at night.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that everything has been accounted for.
I think we're good on that front.
Then in that case, if you're sure, I'm ready.
Great. I hope you brought your Loch Ness monster spray in case one shows up, because I think we have an opening now. Lightshow, I think we've got a dead zone over in that direction. Not a lot of activity. Let's try a jump.
Okay. Lightshow and Terry both casually get out of the car, look in the direction you gave them, and then Lightshow says, all right, illusion's ready.
Okay, Flux, our spot's right over there. You have a chance to poke your head out now. We'll all grab your shoulders and then you jump us there.
And what if I miss?
Then we've got time to regroup and hide in the illusion. I didn't notice a whole lot of activity there. It's a safe one.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna make the jump.
Your powers are, in fact, accurate enough to make this jump without missing it. For everyone but Flux, the sudden movement without any actual travel is a bit dizzying, but Flux is naturally capable of it and would adjust if he weren't teleporting inside an illusion. The illusion is like being inside of a texture box for a video game. From the outside, it looks like the spot you're in, but from the inside, you're seeing the reverse image of the space around you. It makes it feel like you got turned inside out somehow, but this is where you want it to be.
Okay, easy enough. And we got precisely where we wanted. Let's keep going until we have a good vantage on the ship.
Your next jump can get you up on top of some shipping crates, giving you a good look over a lot of the harbor and onto the deck of Gwei's ship.
Find a spot that the ship bridge will have a hard time seeing. All right, Light Show, you see that spot right there behind those crates? We can go down there, then make the crate there our home base.
Okay, illusion's up.
Take us in, Flux.
All right, here we go.
Boink, boink. You come down inside the illusion. Success!
All right, now here's the part where timing is critical, because we need to do this before someone walks into the illusion. I tap on the crate and listen to see if I can find a space that Flux could fit.
They pack these crates pretty tight. Wasted space is wasted money. But if Flux lays flat, he should be able to teleport to the top of the container and be inside.
Okay, Flux, what I need you to do is teleport yourself to the interior ceiling of the shipping crate. There might be a slight drop, so brace yourself. Once you get inside, clear out a little bit more space to get us in with you.
Clear space out how?
Teleport the boxes inside directly underneath the ship. Directly beneath the water. Don't make a splash.
Aren't these boxes someone's property, though?
Companies pay insurance for transit mishaps, and if it's really necessary, you can take note of who's looking for this stuff and pay them for the trouble later.
It just feels illegal.
Okay, call it a civil forfeiture, then.
How does that even apply here? I don't think it does.
Should it ever apply? The law doesn't say we have to keep property safe, Flux. It's probably just toasters or TVs or whatever. Toss it.
What if it's medicine?
Then they charge 3,000% what it costs to make the medicine, and you'll never throw enough of it in the ocean to really hurt their profits. Just hurry up before we get made.
Okay, but I'm calling Snakeman after this.
You teleport inside the container, fall about an inch onto some boxes, which you can't make out in the dark, and begin teleporting the boxes beneath the ship, where they sink to the floor of the bay. While you're waiting outside, Lycho says, so he can teleport objects away by touching them?
Yeah.
How are we just now getting use out of this?
Because someone is only just now instructing him to do it.
Still, I mean, there must be so many things we could do with that. Like, can he do that to people?
In his docket, he reported that the object has to be holding still before he can move it. So a person fighting him would be thrashing around too much. But yes, for sure, we could give Flux flashbangs, and that's the first thing I can think of, at a minimum.
Does he have any weapons? I've never seen him carry weapons.
So funny thing. He knows a little karate.
But that... there's no advantage there. He can teleport, but I saw how it works out if he has to teleport directly in front of someone.
I know.
We should give him a gun.
I know.
Does Lowry know that he should have a gun?
I don't know.
Does Flux know that he should have a gun?
I don't want to have an argument with him at this point.
Wait! Okay, I'm ready. I've cleared out some space.
Great, take us inside.
You guys all go in with Elvis, and there you are. It's dark in here, so without a light, Paul is the only one who can easily tell what's going on by his super senses.
I get out my phone and I turn on the light.
I snatch the phone away and break it in half.
Hey!
Quiet down!
That was my phone!
It was your phone. Now it's destroyed. Was it set to airplane mode or were we in for another call from Mommy?
It was set on vibrate. It wasn't gonna ring loud enough for anyone to hear.
There was no reason to bring it at all. Catch up with your mom when you get back. It'll be a long, interesting conversation.
You can't just do that!
Actually, Flux, I wouldn't have destroyed your phone, but I think I might be with Kimon on this one. I don't want to have to fight anybody on board a ship if we can avoid it. We know Captain Gwei is on board, but not much about his crew.
Didn't you guys look into that?
Did you not think of this while you were preparing for Mylar balloons?
Well, that part was obviously basic. It's so obvious that someone should have done it. You know, Kimon, this was your mission.
I was told to focus on my patrols until the mission, and that is what I did.
I was there when you got that order. Obviously, freeze frame meant for you to focus on your patrols while not neglecting the important duties of the mission.
Oh, sure, obviously. I'm sure it was implicit. But look, if any of the crew are known criminals with the ability to conjure fire or something, it's possible they'd hide it from any official record. So even if we had documented information on the crew, we should still assume that there might be unknowns. This is a covert operation, and if it's gonna work, it's only gonna work because it's too ad hoc for Gwei's people to get wise to it ahead of time.
Well, can I have my phone back?
You can have the large chunks.
I take them and try to fit them back together in the dark.
Light Show says, did you have a plan for light? I brought myself a reading light and a collection of books.
Yeah, I got a light with a battery, but I plan to make limited use of it. We're also gonna want to be careful in the evenings, in case the light shines out of the cracks in the container. Might as well be a signal flare. For that reason, I'm going to take the night shift and try to rest in the day. I'm going to unroll my sleeping bag and get comfortable.
Are you going to sleep now?
Yeah. Why? We got something else to do?
I don't know. It just feels like here we are. Shouldn't we do recon?
They're at their busiest now. They're everywhere. They're getting loaded and prepped to leave. Besides, it's a boat. There's roughly 20 crew. There's not much more to it, and Gui isn't likely to do any kind of illegal exchange while he's still in port. There's a chance something might happen before we get too far from shore, though, so wake me when we start moving.
How will we know we're moving?
Well, the boat will come away from the dock and it'll sound its horn to let everyone know it's there. If you hear it do that, wake me up.
Wait, then do we even really need to be awake during the day? What's the point of us being here if it's just gonna be you listening in?
We're gonna poke around when we can. For now, though, we're waiting for the ship to finish loading and to take off. Just so long as someone is awake.
I'm not even tired. It's the morning.
Well, I keep weird hours and work the night shift, so good night.
Given how Paul operates, his body craves sleep like a man in a desert craves water. He quiets down and passes out pretty much minutes after he decides he's going to.
Well, I didn't bring an extra light. I thought my phone would be enough.
Lightshow says, well, the batteries on that would have run out in 2 weeks of use. Also, we ought to keep quiet. While Kimon's awake, he can listen for anyone coming, but while he's asleep, there could be someone outside the container and we might not know.
How are we supposed to communicate then?
Only talk while Kimon is awake and otherwise pass notes.
That feels awfully convenient.
Are you being sarcastic? Why are you being sarcastic with me?
I mean that we can only talk while Kimon is listening. What if we don't want him to know something?
Look, Elvis, for the next 2 weeks, the four of us are going to either live or die by cooperating with one another. That means no matter what else, you put your faith in Kimon for this next 2 weeks.
He destroyed my phone. That is not a really good display of his faith in me.
It goes off all the time while we're working.
Yeah, but my mom got kidnapped. What if that happens again and I spend 2 weeks not knowing about it?
Look, I'm sure that Lowry will handle that if he has to, but your mom is staying safe, right?
Oh, right. I have to contact Lowry. I pull out the radio he gave me.
He gave you a radio? Certainly there's no way the range on that can go all the way to Canada.
I'm a super inventor, remember? Don't worry, it should stay in contact with him. Lowry, come in. We're in position.
Lowry, meanwhile, you are on board the Mobile Fortress. It's waiting outside the bay, ahead of the projected path of Gui's ship. Kelvin McDonald is with you, having explained that he's eager to see the fortress's maiden voyage on actual assignment.
Thanks again for joining us, Mr. McDonald. Without you, none of this would be possible.
Lowry, there's nothing more satisfying than watching the pieces of a plan come together.
Indeed there isn't, sir. Elvis, this is Lowry. We're also in position, awaiting movement from our target. Keep us updated as often as you're able.
Roger, over and out. I put the radio away. Hey, Lightshow, can you shine your light around? Maybe I can find what's left in my phone.
What are you going to do with it?
Just see if I can get the light working.
Just the light? You promise?
Yeah, I just need to see what I'm doing in here. I can't sit quietly in the dark for 2 weeks.
All right. Lightshow helps you find the pieces of your phone. This takes a good 30 minutes or so to locate the smaller bits.
First assault, then vandalism. Or destruction of property? This was an expensive phone.
Lightshow says, try not to dwell on it. We're all going to get cranky and miserable as this goes on. Just think about the job.
I am! And I sit next to Lightshow, using his light to repair my phone back to working order.
The whole thing? Not just the light?
The whole phone.
Okay, you get to it. Tinkering away, the hours pass you quickly. Lightshow sits next to Terry, and the two of them read from the same book. Eventually, you feel the boat gently lurch into motion, and the horn sounds to announce the boat's departure.